the Space Force. When President Trump announced the formation of a Space Force, some UFO investigators thought he was only verifying what we already had, and it was his way of letting the public know. If this was the case, why didn't he just say it already existed? Some may think the reason was he doesn't want people thinking the government is hiding programs. There probably is some sort of a Space Force, even though it hasn't been made public. But it also probably only consists of a few vehicles able to fly from the Earth into an orbit around the planet, but there is no way to be sure of that. We know there have been some designs of planes which have two engines. One traditional jet engine and another which would act more like a rocket and not have to use atmospheric air to burn fuel, thus allowing it to go into space. After all, that was why the planes were built. The British had one and talked about it, and rumors about the Aurora have never stopped. This is what I think our small space force is composed of, but not everyone agrees with my assessment. There are many other ideas of what we have and what we are doing with it. Let me start with the most radical rumor. There has been talk we have been able to solve time travel. Some have said all the things we have heard about time travel are not true, and one does not have to be careful about what they do because it could affect the future or past, whatever the case may be. They base the idea we have time travel on two basic things. The first is we have been working on it for at least 30 years or more. The Germans were working on it before us and even through World War II. The second reason is there have been a couple of people who have said they have traveled in time at the behest of the United States government. What does this have to do with the space fleet, even if it is true? The reason I brought this up was because of what else these people said. They claim they were recruited to fly in our space fleet when they were young for a 10-year term, and the rest of the promise was they would be returned to the same time they left, so no one would ever have known they were gone. To my knowledge, no one ever asked them about aging, but I get the impression this would have only worked if they were returned at the same age as when they left. If they were telling the truth, this would mean you could age and then turn the clock back, and it would also mean there would have to be some people who disappeared because they got killed and didn't return, unless somehow the recruiter could travel back in time and reverse the decision for them to go, and they would then remain alive. The next theory states we are far ahead of where people think we are in technology and able to protect the Earth if need be. There are some enemies out there who are interested in our planet, but there are also some allies who are on our side. For years, some UFO investigators have claimed the tall blonde Nordics who look like us are on our side. They also claim we have at least one enemy, and they are the lizard-looking aliens and their cohorts. It is believed the Nordics have supplied us with technology good enough for us to protect the planet from a space attack. Another theory states we have been building a space force before the Apollo landings on the moon. To straighten this possibility, evidence was found in an abandoned NASA building which consisted of old space suits with the names of United States Air Force personnel on their name tags. There is no historical mention of Air Force astronauts who existed before the Apollo program, and actually no record now. This has led to the idea we have dual space programs running, and this is one of the reasons we have such a large budget deficit. This idea could lead to other things. If we have a more prolific secret space program, we could have bases on moons and planets by now, and there have been photos which seem to show bases on the moon and on Mars. This leads to the question, if this is true, what kind of technology do we have out there? Are we just using rockets and surviving very long trips to places like Mars and further, or do we have something powering our fleet which is much faster and more efficient? Perhaps we have discovered the theoretical wormholes which are said to exist in space, and we have gotten to places like Mars in the blink of an eye. There are just so many possibilities. One thing is for sure, and it is if we don't have a secret space fleet, we will have a space fleet soon, unless Congress starts playing games with the bill. Many in Congress do not seem to care about protecting the planet, they are more interested in either lining their pockets or the pockets of their friends. Notice the fact, even though they are paid nicely, they certainly shouldn't be millionaires when they leave, and yet most of them seem to be quite wealthy when they leave. If there is a space fleet from Earth in space, is it all American or are other foreign countries involved? I can't help but think some of our closest allies would be involved, such as Canada and Britain. Some people believe the reason for the announcement of the space fleet goes deeper than just the formation of a fleet. They believe it will be a tool to be used to announce there are aliens flying to and from our planet. Remember how suddenly the United States Air Force released video of alien craft? This stunned the country. America was not known for being open about UFOs, as are some countries. First, the video of the UFO from the gun cameras of a fighter jet were released, then a short time later the president announced the formation of a space fleet. Was it a coincidence or not? The truth is, there are usually no coincidences when it comes to the government releasing information. There is probably some connection between the two events,